An Exceptional Book, An Exceptional Answer by Gregor A. Tedivosyan. My concerns were troubling, but their resolution was quick, inspired, and I think no coincidence. When I was going to be baptized and confirmed a member of the church, I felt very troubled about whether I was choosing the right path. Our branch missionaries in Gwymri, Armenia, realized I had some doubts about the Book of Mormon and joining the church, so they invited me to go with them while they taught some missionary lessons. When we got to the first home, Elder Perrin asked Anna Chica if she had read the assigned chapters. No, she said, I forgot. So we read 2 Nephi, chapters 29 through 33 together. While reading chapter 29, we studied the prophecies about the Book of Mormon and the Gentiles rejecting it in the latter days by saying, "A Bible, a Bible, we have got a Bible, and there cannot be any more Bible," verse 3. That chapter left an impression on me throughout the lesson. Next we went to another home. When we were reading from the Book of Mormon, there the father of the woman we were teaching asked, "What is that book?" I explained that it was the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. He became angry and said, "We already have the Bible, and there can't be another Bible." I remember the chapter we had just read just 10 minutes earlier with Anna Chica. Elder Perrin spoke up, "You have a Bible, and it is from God's ancient covenant people." He continued, "God created all people, and He reveals His words to His children, which means all people on this earth. Even though you have a Bible, don't you suppose that God would give His word to others?" He continued this way, explaining the origin of the Book of Mormon. I was amazed at what had just happened. It seemed there could be no greater testimony for resolving my concerns about the Book of Mormon than seeing its prophecies fulfilled. Now, with sincerity of heart, I can say that the Book of Mormon is the truest book. I know that God loves us all, and He won't forget us. Again and again, I have realized how exceptional a possession the Book of Mormon is. End of the article, An Exceptional Book, An Exceptional Answer, by Gregor A. Tedivosyan.